Now, I want you to know, this is without the PA system on, council citizens, you know, we're opposed to BioGreen, and I want you to know that. Okay, now I'm going to come over and pretend like I'm mayor. That's fine. We'll just test. Okay, now I'm sitting over here at Don Greiner's seat. You know, I'm Don, and I'm not sure I like the way this is headed. I don't like the discussion. Now I'm moving over to Adele and the mayor, Barbara Hedges, and talking from that location. And now I'm going to turn the mic on and see how that works. So I'm back out to the podium where the witnesses will be, and I'm talking on the mic. See the PA system and see how that works. Okay, test 1, 2, 3, 4. Test done.
At 5:05 on December 21st. Winter solstice.
Thank you.
Yeah, the pledge of
allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I think everybody knows everybody, and Rick, I think you've introduced her, and she introduced herself here shortly.
And your lovely wife is here.
Oh, my wife is here, yeah. And Stu.
Stu's going to be on the city council.
County
he was
counselor
first mayor, and then, but he's taken back in office in January.
Oh.
And this is Vicki Jackson. She's one of our citizens who follows us closely.
We met in the bathroom.
Oh, and she keeps track of us.
Not close enough.
Oh.
Too much.
You have the minutes from November 16th in front of you. I'd entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
So I wasn't in attendance, but I'll second them if that's appropriate.
It is appropriate. Okay, all those in favor? Oh, any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Okay. Minutes are passed. any added agenda items that we can discuss under other matters that are not on the agenda?
Well, let me look at the agenda.
Yeah, I can think of that.
Well, most of it is just continued discussion. Any comments from Vicki or Stu? So, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Let's see. Item number 6. There's no added agenda.
No.
Okay. Item number 6.
Next month, this was that kid, Jake.
Jake.
Yeah, he wants to come to the next meeting in January. And I think we maybe, if you'd like, we'd allow the council to come if they want. But this, he wants to talk about how you set rates in sewer departments.
Ooh.
How you the methodology that you need to be aware of. And as you know, he works for that nonprofit RCAC, which is actually funded by the USDA. If you track the money, and the USDA funds him, that agency, because they feel that. Cities, districts don't keep their rates where they need to go because politically it's hard to raise rates. People get upset. And since the feds under the USDA end up funding all these water and sewer systems, they decided years ago that we need somebody running around educating people that run water and sewer districts. You know, if you sit there for 10 years and don't raise rates, you will never have the money in the bank. And so Jake, one of their, in our agreement with them is he needs to just kind of, he'll probably go to a, well, he may as a PowerPoint, but he's going to show you, you know, and explain and educate people that we need to keep the rates, they're based on something, and that don't be afraid to raise them or lower them and do whatever, but it's just that it's a discussion that he, and I thought since we're going to be taking over sewer and water, it shows due diligence on our part to start to understand what is it when you have them. So if that's okay, would you guys think it'd be okay to do that at the January meeting?
Sure.
So it may be an hour and a half meeting or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But it'll be mainly just that.
Okay, right.
If that's okay with you guys.
And padding. That's great.
Be a presentation by Jake. And he was going to be here tonight, but his nephew is in the hospital in the Bay Area. It was, something happened, so I told him, you go take care of your nephew. So, that's it on that.
All right. Continued discussion on water and sewer districts withdrawal. And this is just a kind of an informal discussion and so on, just keeping up to date on what's happening and what's down the road and so on. So I'll just turn it over to
you. You guys can weigh in. I mean, I think it is a tape-recorded meeting, always, so everyone knows. Boy, it's kind of like the days of our lives. Remember, that was a long soap opera. and it's still going. We have requested from the districts on November 14th, 13th, via a letter asking for a whole bunch of stuff. So when we met last time, it was November 10th, we asked for copies of all loan documents, payment schedules, bank account statements for 6 months, employment agreements that they may have, all other agreements not described above, last year's 3 years of financials, all existing grants, and a schedule of anticipated grant loan payments, so we know what that is. List of all equipment, vehicles, copies of titles, description of all computers, including copies of software licenses if they have them, all engineering plans of their water systems, kind of as-built. Water rights, permits, certificates, DEQ permits, any other permits held by the district. Copies of, and this one they can't do, the telemetry system they have. And this was just our starter, you know, because we need to know and get the licenses and know what we're getting and if there's something going to bind us to something. That went out on the 10th via email.
November.
On the 16th, they sent a letter back from their attorney, said they don't understand the telemetry issue, which is fine. They want to know that they're going to have to start. They're going to send us a estimate of what it's going to cost us to get this information. In other words, the public records request, the staff time, and all those things. And as I think I said last meeting, the one district has a $5 per page copy price. You know, that's a little high for a 5 cent copy, but...
Well, I mean, how come you got to buy so cheap that you're going to charge me $500?
Well, this is per page.
Okay.
They do say that they are not going to charge us some fees. But they're going to provide the city with an estimated of cost before charging the city. In other words, they'll come back and give us an estimate. Then we tell them yes or no. And that's what we do.
Yeah.
But this has been since November. Well, the letter went on the 10th. The response was on the 16th. What's today? November or December?
21st.
We haven't had them. They did, after our last council meeting just last week, they did turn over some checkbook stuff in one bank account. I mean, it's very hard to know how many bank accounts there are and everything else. So, yeah. But
can we ask them that?
The problem is that when you ask them things, it has to go to the attorney, and then this is the problem. Under a public records request, you have to ask for what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking for information, that's not a public records request. In other words, how many bank accounts do you have? Well, they verbally would say, well, we have three. That's not a public records request. And so it's more of, you'd have to go to a board meeting and ask. See, it just becomes very hard if you're not having a conversation. There's a whole lot of that kind of stuff that at some point we would hope to get. So, but it has been intentionally they are not providing anything very fast. And, you know, they're kind of just put it out when they want, it would appear. I mean, they don't like this. They will hear this tape tomorrow. But it's a fact. They are not providing the information in very fast.
There's another piece of information that I would like to see. I brought it up a number of years, months ago, when we were discussing loans and evaluations of systems. And there is an evaluation, systems evaluation process, I can't think of the name of it right now, but in which you have documents showing every piece of equipment that... excuse me.
That's fine.
Should
is
have
that
done
a,
that ahead of time.
Is that a droid?
Yes.
What
droid
do you,
system. It's a Samsung Fascinate.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's pretty fancy.
Yeah.
Looks like the voicemail. It may still be connected there, Ted. It's counting up, it looks like.
No, it's all right. It's good.
There's a lot of man. These things, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a computer.
It'll take me another 6 months to even begin to figure it out. But anyway, it's a system by which you have documented and record keeping of every little piece of equipment in your system. And its maintenance schedule and everything, so you know if there's a pump ready to go out, you know, so you can plan to replace that pump over a certain minute.
Like a software system?
I think so. It's
and they may have, see, I don't know what they have out at the...
Well, Bart said they had a system that they used, so I thought I turned that on.
Well, is it your wife calling?
That. Ignore. Yes. What's my dog? How well.
He's probably trying to leave you a message.
Yeah, you would let him do that.
Well, as we asked for, like, the software systems that they have and everything. You know,
but yeah, Jake could speak to this because that was it was at his their February conference that I came back with this information. But, you know, it sounded great to me. You were able to chart every piece of equipment you got and what the maintenance of it is and how long the lifespan is and plan for replacing it and so on in terms of your budget.
Yeah, I'm assuming they have all that stuff. It's you know, I mean, I guess. You know,
I'm just saying it would be nice to see that kind of record.
Yeah, it's very hard, you guys, and we know this, and I said it in a letter I sent to the county today on the Cagle annexation. You know, the way they're doing this increases costs, causes delays, does not change the outcome. That's the way I'd sum it up. And, you know, at some point, I hope that they understand that. In other words, we will fight longer and harder and spend more money to get the same documents that if they just handed to us. But they have to realize that we will get the documents.
Absolutely.
I mean, if it's a year from now, we will get the documents. Only thousands of... I'm looking through their bills and this that they sent me here, and I think then they divide it through sewer and water. There's $3,000 or $4,000 to the attorney, $3,000 or $4,000 to the attorney, and if it's only half the bill, I don't know how they do that because they get the two districts. And when they're doing the work, it's really on behalf of both. So I don't know if they split the bill, what they do. But you know, they're spending good money too, and we're doing it. So thousands of dollars are going out on legal fees. And you know, an example is I got an email from her on the when I asked a question on the hay, who was the board member that the auditor raised. Had done the hay, and I did finally get an email after a month after they told me I had to go to the attorney to ask the question and everything else. Then we talked about it at our council meeting last week. They get the tape the next day. They hear us talk about it, and then the day after that, I get an email that says, "Oh, by the way, this is his name." Well, you know, it could have been done 4 weeks before, and they could have just hit reply and said, "Oh, it was." James, is it James Newton?
Newton.
No.
He's now on both boards.
Yeah.
It's a relative of his.
Yes. The hay was purchased by a relative of Mr. Newton.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, so that's just an example. And, but it, it, So, it makes it tough. It makes it very tough. And what we're doing in between your meetings is everyone's just working on, you know, I've had two meetings with our legal folks in the last 2 weeks. Neil Bryant is working on this on our behalf also now. You know, there's nobody much better than Neil when it comes to this kind of stuff, I think. So that's another attorney involved. And as a former state senator, he has the contacts. And he knows the system in Salem that we have to get there. And so anyway, he's working on our behalf also.
Well, so I can say, you know, as a incoming Deschutes County Commissioner, and I've always been on this utility committee since it was started for the city of Lapine, I do support this concept for the reason of economic development. Somebody wants to move a business into the business park. They don't want to be told they have to go see the water district, the sewer district, come to the city, and get permits through the county. That's exactly the reason I'm here, and that's why I've always been here. I just kind of wanted to make it on the record
yeah.
again what's going on here. So, I mean, I do support this, and I want to make sure it happens. And, you know, you're getting down to brass tacks about what needs to be done and how it needs to be done now. So just letting you know, I mean, I do support. Ken and I ended up meeting with an attorney. I don't know if you want to tell a little bit about that officially. Or
I mean,
it was just a lunch, but yeah.
Yeah, we had lunch with Miles Conway, who is Jim Young's attorney here in Bend.
The 4 acres.
Yeah, I know. I don't know that we want that on the record.
No,
and that's kind of what I'm kind of thinking. What's a good scope of what we can do here at this meeting?
You had a private conversation with the attorney. Just keep it that way.
Okay.
And, just suffice to say, this is a multi-pronged approach. You know, we obviously want to work and get this done, but the districts have officially voted to not support the withdrawal. They did that at the last meeting.
Okay, that's good information.
So, and what they said is, they said, for the term they used is, it was kind of like, for the time being, that is the term they used, but it was not now. And so I asked a follow-up on, when then? And there's no answer to that. But their vote was that they don't support it at this time.
Well, and I mean, and I was there when the initial councilors got sworn in, and you know, some representative came from water and sewer, and they had papers in hand ready. Okay, you guys need to sign this, so you're not going to take over our districts. And from the moment a city was formed, they were against this. And you know, I mean, it's just been the same statement forever. And as you say, it just needs to happen sooner or later.
Yeah. So we got three or four angles that are going to kind of converge at various times, I think. No one wants this to go this way.
Mm-hmm.
They refuse to allow this merger to move or withdrawal to move forward. I mean, what else do you say? They flat aren't doing it. They are not, you know, they're only providing what they have to. They take offense to everything that's said. And there's just nothing we can do. So we're going to have to go down another route, so...
I'm wondering if it might not be appropriate for this committee to make a recommendation to the city that we continue with the process to its end, successful end.
Oh, I mean that's fine. I mean, I think that's understood. The city voted at the last meeting. I think two things. One was to not support the Cago annexation. The reason for that is, in the letter I sent to the county today, I also sent it to the districts, and so when Donna listens to this tomorrow, she will already have gotten that. And I also sent it to the engineer. And it is that we don't want another loan issue with the USDA, number one, because they raise that as an issue. Number two, we don't want something that's going to be half built or quarter built or barely started when we do assume the districts. because that is a whole other mess. Because they're signing contracts with a contractor, and they're a quarter of the way through the job. See, so and the other thing is, when you look back in the minutes, it was a top of their list priority. They were in a hurry 2 years ago, and 2 years later, they do not have the funding for it. The USDA is out of money or short money, and they were going to go to a one-stop meeting to get more money last week in Salem. Jake was going to be there. The district's canceled because of snow. So they are trying to get the money for that, but it's a long ways out. So bottom line is, we told the districts, or the county, to not. And I've had, I've talked to some of the county commissioners, and they said don't worry. They have no intentions of allowing that annexation. And USDA said they won't finance the project unless the districts are going to keep the districts. So I think that's a dead issue. They'll be able to move on to something else, I guess.
I guess just another point of scope for me is the fact that, you know, it is based on economic development. Do we want people to be able to create wealth and have a job in this area or not? And these are things that are, you know, infighting and stumbling blocks for people that want to come here right now. I went to a power panel. EDCO power panel is the CEOs of a bunch of utilities, and the BPA and a bunch of people were there. And Bill Kopasz from Midstate was, you know, he was very proud to say that with a $1 million investment, he could provide 10 megawatts to a company that moved in this area. And with only a $2 million investment, 40 megawatts would be available for an incoming company. And I mean, Ted understands that that is the field these days. You know, somebody that wants to run a server farm or something like that. So we need to have our ducks in a row if we're serious about economic development. This is very important. So it's a shame if this goes on for a couple years. And you know, I want to see it move forward. You know, my wife grew up here, and she had to leave out of just survival. And her mom did, too, a generation before that. And, you know, we're trying to defend ourselves from people suffering here by creating jobs.
The cities last night, some of the direction I have is they want me to start working on, which I haven't done, which is kind of working on how would we operate the district. And so that I haven't done. I purposely stayed away from that because I assumed that if you're going to assume them, they have an ops plan and they have the staff in place, and that we would just, you know, it's kind of like the bank. I always use that as an example. It was Home Federal, or it was Community First one day, and Friday, Monday morning, it's Home Federal. Same faces, same people, same policies, and, you know, they take them a year to change software and receipts, and they put a plastic cover over the sign, you know, and it's kind of a year transition. That's kind of how I envisioned this, you know, when I first kind of started into it. So I have not gone down that path. But council members and things are kind of saying, Rick, we want you to start working on that. They haven't voted to do that, but they have told me off the record that that's what they want me to do. So that's a whole other thing, and I will start doing it. So we're going to have to, I'm going to have to start getting into, you know, how would we actually operate this thing? Where would the staff work from? How many staff members do you need? What's the pay of that staff? Because we may have to be hiring. Because if we're going to have to run this, we've got to have staff to run it. So, I mean, it's really from soup to nuts that I didn't intend on going, but it would appear we're going to have to go that route because the districts have chose this route. Yeah. You know, we're responding to the path they've chosen. It's not the path I planned. I don't think it's the path that anybody thought. But they are in control of that path. So we will have to go ahead. And so I'm glad, I guess the council, I understand what they want. So my next emphasis over the next month will be meeting with other utility districts, other cities. We're going to do a rate study. We're going to do STC reviews. We're going to look at benefits and wages and insurance of employees. We'll look at vehicles. We'll try to guess what we're going to need to run this these districts starting from scratch, because I think that's, we'll have to look at software, and but we can do it, and we may have to hire in somebody. We could hire someone that could become our manager, because what else are we going to do? You know, so we'll head down that path while we're, you know, hunting all the documents that we can get, working with the USDA and the political side of that, and, you know, go from there. Like having Jake come and talking about how rates are set, you know, so that'll be educational for us. So we may have some more people come in and help educate us. We hired a part-time employee, and she's going to help. Her first job will be, she's going to be working on helping me with this project, and she has a master's degree, and she's worked in planning and everything else. So we'll have her start digging into a lot of the research on this, and start contacting some of the other cities in special districts. So
what's the best thing this utility committee can be doing for the next few months? I mean, so we're citizens kind of supporting the effort.
Right.
And, you know,
I think, you know, what now you'll actually start to get more involved, because we're having Jake talk about rates and how do we set rates. And when I come in and maybe with kind of call it a business plan, as if I was starting a business up, kind of. And that's what we'll do. You know, we'll try to look at it. And so then it's, you can, you know, I mean, we're going to hopefully get a new city hall, and you know, where do we put the building clerk? And do we want to get new software? You know, what do we do? How do we do it?
Is it appropriate for a city to have like a utility committee that really is the experts on the utilities? As in, you know, when we're talking about a five-person committee that's talking about the rates, maybe that doesn't have to be the city council. You know, my thought there is maybe you could have five people who are very dedicated to understanding.
They make recommendations to the council on rates. Sure.
So offloads. I mean, maybe that's going to be a future of this.
I see that comes under the Public Works Department.
Yeah.
The city committee and the Public Works.
So I'm just thinking, what could this group kind of start to focus on? You know,
after you guys got formed, of course, you were doing this, you didn't have a city manager. You didn't have staff. You guys were kind of hunting all this stuff. I think you're right, Ted. What we would do is this will fall under the Public Works Committee, and maybe there's a subgroup that then, when we have utility rate issues, our manager of the utilities would come in and talk to you about rates and what's needed and so on, and then you would make recommendations to the council via the committee system. You know, the council has to hold a hearing on rates.
What is the city's position when people call up and make complaints about their water and sewer bills? I mean, you know, currently I'm sure there's some situations where they're not quite sure where to call or whatever, and they wind up calling the city. And
that happens all the time.
Yeah.
What do we do, Patty? You have them call the districts. Mm-hmm.
Do we keep a record of any of that or anything?
No, that's it.
Okay. It was just a question.
Yeah. We are then on our website going to make some changes. We're just going to move the departments, since we'll have a public works department, and then underneath that you could hit sewer and water, you know, some of those things. Yeah, and while planning, you know, other things. Well, as the city starts to become a city, you'll have departments, and it'll be broken down a little bit differently. We'll kind of work on our website.
Will that be something your assistant would identify?
We haven't thought that through. But then the other thing we'll do, the minutes are back online for the districts, so we do have the audio tapes, and we may put the audio tapes on our system, because the audio tapes give you a real understanding of it. Meetings a little bit different than the minutes will show you, as I've already found. Although the minutes are probably going to change, because I already have draft minutes, but I have a BMW. It's possible they'll be considerably different. When they cancel their meetings, so they have another month to work on those minutes. had we not had our tape, I don't believe there would have been many changes, but because of the fact that there's a tape, my guess is that we will see changes. There certainly should be changes based on when you listen to the tape and what you read in the minutes. Quite a bit different. So, I guess that's it at this point.
Okay, I think addressing Tony's question, this
I think where you guys need to get help as you keep, you know, as you are in and around the community, you know, obviously you all have contacts, you talk to people, you know, a lot of what we're doing, you know, I'm doing research, as you know, I've got three big books on the past, and what I did is, you need to know what it is that you're, if you're going to take something over, you want to know what it is you're taking over, and so I did kind of a five-year look back on the districts, and after you read 5 years of minutes, and then knowing some of the conversations I've had, and then you start piecing things together, you kind of get what I'm using the term as their culture, and I think that there's a culture at the districts that is significantly different than will be the culture of the city operating. And I think that that's just clear. There's no reason to hide that from anybody. It's going to be a different culture. And we will operate differently. And I think the public will be happy to have us operating as, you know, when that comes about. And I have not released any of the, you know, kind of, I'm doing a staff report is what I'll have. And at some point, there'll be a staff report out, just like we do on anything we look at. You know, we look at a building, we analyze, will it work, what's there. So I'm putting together a staff report that kind of looks at every element that I can get my hands on of the districts and how they operate and that culture of how they operate. And, you know, there's a lot of good folks, I think, down there. You know, I only have access to one. That's the only person I talked to. I think there's lots of other good folks there. And the board canceled today, so we get a, you know, left there.
And they did reschedule for just 1 month now, then I have to make up a move.
Yeah, I mean, that's what would be. You know, the sewer district's actually, this would be 3 out of 6 meetings the sewer district has not met. They go every other. They've been canceling. It's a 3-person board, and, you know, so if 2 are gone, now they both canceled. The other one has 5 members. I don't know if 3 were going to be on of that one.
As I understand it, Jim Newton's back on the sewer board. When did he get on the board?
I think it's in September, August, September, some.
It's about the time that he was appointed to the water. Somewhere.
I think it's about the same time period.
Well, I think he went to one and then went to the other. I'm not sure quite how that worked.
So with the appointments and everything, pretty much, I mean, observation is pretty much everybody's going to be running for all their seats next year, huh? Because if you're appointed even in the middle of the term, you've got to rerun it.
I believe so.
The next time.
The county clerk, well, you can say.
Well, I called the county clerk in regards to what seats were would be open for running, and she informed me that they did not keep track of that kind of information, and they would send a letter out in the first week of March asking the districts who and what seats were going to be up for election. And she just didn't know. I did go to their website, and I did observe on there that there's a page that says that Dennis Carter and Barb Ann and another one, their term ended in next year.
June 30th.
Next year.
Yeah. I'll have
so,
well, so then the people that have been appointed, because I think the few people have come and gone since then, even if they're in the middle of the term, they'll still need to run for their seats. So my assumption is pretty much everybody's going to have to run out of both districts.
Yes.
Maybe Brian.
I mean, whoever isn't.
Yeah.
Like Brian, Barbane, and Dennis haven't switched. They've been there for their term. So if they're up, they're up. And if they're not, they're not.
Yep.
But I do believe the others are all appointed.
Yeah.
Even Brian was appointed to sewer. So he may have to run. I don't know, but there's a whole lot of them going to be running. So there'll be some openings down the road here, for sure. So, you know, there's not too much. I mean, you know, a lot of it's just us working. I mean, a lot of it's the legal side of things, unfortunately, because they're asking for the documents and, you know,
it's
kind of back and forth.
The same people on both sides.
Right.
Because they're all citizens.
Yeah. That's correct. You're actually the same people are paying.
I can't help but believe that once the ratepayers find out that amount of money that is being what I consider squandered on behalf of attorney fees and that, they will be outraged. And I think that if the water and sewer doesn't realize that, they need to rethink, because I know if I was a ratepayer and I saw that, I would be really upset about it. Just as I will say this, that when a lot of people found out about the legal fees that were going on in the city of Lapine before we got a city manager, there was a lot of upset people. And that same type of, it's the same characterization of extended legal fees. I think the ratepayers will be really upset, and they'll have to deal with that.
To have water sewer.
Absolutely.
Okay. Anything else on the water and sewer discussion? Continued discussion.
I didn't bring this up earlier, but you know, going in to be county commissioner, I'm thinking, is this the right place for me to be on this committee anymore? You know, and I had a hard time being here for the last 6 months. I came every once in a while.
You know, it could be something that you would want to think about to distance yourself, you know, as issues might come before the commission. So that way...
I would offer to resign this evening from this committee and find somebody else in town. I'll actively let somebody know that, you know, there's an opportunity to see you.
I mean, actually, I think it's probably... You know... So I would say
I'd appreciate that, and I can see.
And you know, it's funny because I've been involved with a lot of stuff, and I'm going to be making decisions at the county commissioner level, and I'll be saying, well, you know, I've been a member of the rodeo association,
right,
and I've fixed the computers at the water and the sewer in the city, you know, so like I know everybody and everything. So it's going to be pretty fun in the next couple of years. I'll be able to.
I think it would be a reasonable thing to think that. Just like myself in the charter committee, you know, I will submit my resignation to the charter committee first day of January, and I think it's probably a reasonable thing to do. So
yeah.
I think that would be appropriate.
You're going to be busy with county issues all over, and lots of meetings, and it's hard to serve in off the other little local ones. You know, so you'll be in the community here. County up to date. We'll have a good working relationship with the county.
I'll probably see you more.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a loan with you.
Yeah.
Because the sewer and water district have a loan. So we'll do that. Yeah.
So that may be an item for the end of this meeting if we do it like that. Or I thought you turn that volume down.
I know.
A life of its own.
Public comments. There's no items that were not on the agenda, but I'm opening up for public comments.
Vicki Jackson, 17346 Vincor, Prudential Northwest Property Broker, Chamber member, no, still there, CAG member, whatever.
Treasurer.
The treasurer of the CAG is. To piggyback up of what you said, Ken, not only on extended attorney fees for the sewer and water folks, also your city residents, because of their stalling tactics, whatever, it's going to be increasing our attorney fees for the city, which will affect residents here. So that's another thing.
We doubled our attorney bill last month.
So I just say, I think there's going to be a lot of upset people, and they don't like waves.
I think it will include those, it'll be added to that by those residents in the city that aren't ratepayers currently.
And I'm just wondering, I don't know if Rick, you've researched it, are there any OR statutes? Because you're kind of like an intergovernmental agency between two.
Two government groups.
Right. When you're asking for public documents, I would think there's some OR statute that would support your getting your public documents for free, but your attorney can research that. Because I'm just thinking
well,
off the bat.
Well, I don't think you have there. And they have not yet charged us anything. But more importantly, they haven't given us very much. So we really need the documents. And if we have to pay for it, we'll pay for it. We need the documents in a timely manner. We don't want to pay. I'd rather keep that in snowplowing for the citizens of the city. I'd rather keep it in mosquito abatement and do it on the list. But if the districts are going to play a game with us, we will not play a game.
And Jeremy can research prior court cases, because I'm sure this has happened time and time again where certain districts don't want to be taken over by the city. And those court cases, he can look at and see. Because I know the city wins in the end anyway. We all know that.
One of the things I say is that the final chapter on this book has been written. Now, it could be a short story, or it could be a novel, or it could be in a whole bookshelf of encyclopedias, but the final page has been written. And it's really how many chapters, how long is the book. The districts want a long book. They want a novel. I don't think the public is going to stand for it at all. The only reason that they're getting a pass right now is nobody really knows. But we have tried not to go. There hasn't been any bold stories on this. We have not went to the newspaper. We have not encouraged any coverage of this story because we are trying our best to keep it from becoming kind of a front page story. But probably the ability to control that is, I would say, moving along, moving away fast. Wouldn't you agree? I think there's too many meetings, too much is said. And we're getting a movement. So as we have to start doing things more legally, more demanding, more officially, then it's going to start getting the interest of the Bid Bulletin. Their editors will have a heyday. This will be like Christmas come early for them.
Like Christmas chocolate is melted.
Yeah. So, we don't like spending money, Vicki, on this.
Just go public comment.
Sure.
Two more to your house and resident. Great payment to the water, to the school, and to the taxes. And that's not my topic. You say you're long enough when this is boiling. The attorney fees for the push on the attorney fees, I don't think the city fees that were incurred are anything compared to what the attorneys for the water and sewer
The city council would control the water and sewer. The water and sewer, I think, that's just irresponsible. They're going to be a and right now, I'm seeing my tax money and my water and sewer money going to increase on both sides. And what do I get? I get water that, you know, the same water I had before, I'll have in the future. I'm still going to flush my toilet, it's still going to work the same, but it's going to be more efficient. Yeah, I thought of that too. So, you know, instead of being able to support the Christmas Basket Association, I'm going to wind up paying for two attorneys who are going to walk away and afford a better Christmas than our people down here. They are less fortunate. It's enough. Just make it one of this spring. So I think.
To make things very clear, all it would take, because because the question's been posed to me about, we want to the city to take it over, we just don't want it done now. And a letter to the city from the board saying that we want to do this, but we don't want to do it now, and this is why. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, that's the most, for me, that's logical. Rather than just they keep saying this, they keep saying it. And but yet no document comes out that quantifies that, not just now.
But now is just a delay, because they said just now 3 years ago.
Right.
They don't attach anything to the just. In other words, normally it would be that you're doing something, you know, or there's something going on, or whatever. But it is, this just been not now. Why rush it? And if you look back in the minutes, they talk about waiting 5 and 10 years. Well, wait, why were you waiting 5 and 10 years? That just means we're putting it off. We're trying to put it off. And I think that it's they won't say this, but it's the culture. There is no interest in the change in the culture that will be required. And I think part of it's senior staff driven, and probably the senior board member. I think that's pretty clear when you talk to the former board members that are running around this town, what's going on there. I mean, these people sat there, they sat in meetings, they listened, they stopped by the office, they talked, they know what's being said behind the scenes. I think that, and the current board members can't shut those people up. They were part of the system there. They were elected by the voters. These people that I've talked to weren't appointed, they were elected. And they have a clear understanding of that operation over there. And since we have several of them, it's not just coming from one. And as they say, the party is probably about over. But the citizens will be thousands of dollars in debt, more debt, getting there. But when it's all done, I think that the things you're saying, Tony, and I think that Dan running the chamber and all of that, the community is going to be better off. You're going to have, when industry comes in, they're going to be warmly received. They're going to be one-stop shopping. Days when it's snowing out and there isn't a whole lot to do, they may be manning a snowplow. And it's the same ratepayer, it's the same taxpayer, and on cold, snowy days, utility people, not all, there's different things that happen and come up, but you go to Bend, you go to Madras, you go to Sisters, those people, when you get a big snow event or out helping, they still take care of all the sewer and water needs, and that system runs, but with their extra time, they are out helping the community with snow plowing. That's a direct benefit to the community. And I think that people are going to be, they're going to like it. Sooner the better.
I agree.
Any other public input? No other items were added to the agenda. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Seconded.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned until